post-match interview.
Back here at High Sushi Oval, where we've seen Bell Park 12-12-84 get over the top of Leopold 11-14-80. Time to go inside the winner's camp, Bell Park. Josh Conway's got both Shane Jack and key defender Steve Benstead with him.
I do, Kingy. Thank you. We'll start with the victorious coach, Shane Jack. Congratulations, Jackie, mate. Bit of a heart stopper there towards the end.
Yeah, it was, mate. They kept on pressing, and when they kicked the first of that last quarter, they got to, I think, 20, 22 points or something like that. It was always going to be hard work, but to our boys' credit, we kept finding the way. It was probably obviously the scoreboard in most of the day, so we kept grinding away, as he's nailed down a couple. But I thought the boys really did well, and it was a good win in the end.
You mentioned those injuries. We'll just quickly touch on that before we get into the game. So the severity of them, do you know much about it yet?
No, Lockie's just got back from hospital and he came in screaming and yelling while I was talking. So it seems that he's okay, so I'm not sure. And Jackson Sheringham's done a hammy. He says it's not too bad, so we'll just have to assess that during the week.
Luke Goetz, how's he pulled up, Jackie?
He looked pretty sore, to be honest, yeah. He looked pretty sore walking off the ground, so I'll have a chat to him now. He's icing up. He's gone pretty much the five games unrucked, so we had to put him forward in the end and put Paddy Bright in there. He's another good battle, but as we know, Wesley's a really good tap ruckman, and I thought he's pretty good early, Wesley, but I thought Luke Goetz fought back in the end, so it was good.
How do you rank this win? I know you're only 23 games into coaching the club, but where does it sit compared to the other couple this season and the 9 or 10 you had back in 2019?
It's right up there, and I think more for our group, just with our two leaders both going down. I think it showed the boys that went into the midfield are just a bunch of kids, and I think the way that Stevie and Lloydie, our other two vice captains, stood up and really looked after this team was a really pleasing win. It was good to get away with it in the end. So,
Jamie Fulton, you might have found one. He's come down from Numurkah, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
But, geez, he likes it tough. These conditions were absolutely perfect for him today.
Yeah, they were, mate. He's a 21-year-old boy, but he's a really big boy. So, he's got some upside. Fultz, he cracks in, he tackles well, and he's got a big left foot on him. So, we'll keep working with him, and, he's going to play some senior footy here for sure.
At opposite ends of the spectrum, you would have been happy with Sarsific in the last quarter, down back, and Matty Ianelli stood up when you said that, obviously Jacko went down and Lockie as well. So good for them to have good final quarters and get you back in the game and keep you in the game.
Yeah, it was probably, I said pre-game, Jackie, it was probably Jackie Sars' best game for the club last week. And after we wanted to get Lloyd in the middle after the two boys went down just to help out. And so I went up to Jack and just said, mate, we need you to go back and do a job. He hasn't probably played much back, but I thought in that last quarter, a couple of marks and he ran off and he's pretty clean, Jack. So he was, he was really good. And it was good to see Matty kick a goal in that last quarter. He's been struggling in front of goals and he'll be the first one to admit it. And but it was good. It was a big long kick and it was a good kick boy and he's really good again.
The 30-year-old and his brother played pretty well today. Jacko?
Yeah, he did.
You're going to drop him again, aren't you?
No,
that's it. No.
He's all good.
No, they were good. The three of them were good. They kicked seven, Buck Smith as well. So they worked really hard down there together, didn't they?
Yeah, they do. They're starting the team up well. They've, like I said, pre-game, it's probably going to take them a while, but they were really good last week and they seemed to gel well together. And Buck Smith looked dangerous most of the day, I thought. And it was a really good win.
Jackie, I thought every time the ball went in your forwards looked really dangerous. But tell you what we did like. When the ball was either on the ground or even a little volley out of mid-air, a couple of goals where the ball actually didn't go in anyone's hands. Excited the crowd, the volley out of mid-air in the
goal park. That comment in the Addy today might be right, Jackie.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
We're lucky enough also to be joined. I think the Geelong Addy want to have a chat to you, Jackie, so we might let you go. Just looking ahead, though, North Shore next week, no easy shakes, North Shore, and I know they've not picked up a win through the opening five rounds, but they've annoyed the hell out of some teams at various periods.
Yeah, it is, mate. Yeah, I've not looked at North Shore, but I'll get to have a look at them. But, yeah, we aren't a team that – we aren't good enough yet just to think we're going to rock up and win. We have to get back to work during the week. As I said to the boys, let's have a beer tonight and enjoy this one because it's a really good win. But we front up again next week and put in the work. And, I'll go back and have a look at the tape. But, yeah, we by no means are a team that can get ahead of ourselves because we haven't achieved anything yet. So, yeah.
Well done on the win today. Really appreciate your support of our broadcast and look forward to seeing you in 3 weeks' time when you take on South Barwon.
Good job, boys. Thank you.
Shane Jack joining us there. Steve Benstead has rolled into the K-Rock commentary box as well. And good to see the Well, you can't miss him. He's got the Caribbean gold, and he's standing next to a fellow redhead in Josh Conway.
Not sure about that. Can you maybe when I was about two?
Oh, that beard's very...
Kind of bit, yeah, well, that doesn't count. Steve-O, congratulations. We'll leave that aside. It looked like a really real hard slog out there. What are those sort of games like as a player?
Well, it's been a while since we won a close one like that. It's been a couple of years, so to be on the other side of it and get a good win against a good opposition on a day that turned out to be not too bad in the end feels very, very good. Yeah.
As Jackie mentioned, they kicked a goal at the start of the last quarter, took it to 20 points. Were there any nerves out on the field, any signs of panic, or did the guys sort of, did you know what you had to do to get back into the game?
We knew what we had to do. We just knew we had to go back to what we did in the second quarter when we'll kick into that end. They got the first goal, but we knew that there's no point dropping our heads and letting that get in the better of us. So we just stuck to what we knew. The midfielders really picked up their game and started to get some clearances, getting the ball forward, and we put it on the scoreboard. And once we did that, we were able to lock it into our forward line and put the pressure on Leopold in the end, so it was good.
Steve-O, thanks for joining us. Trent Thompson for a majority of the day. He's awkward to play on, isn't he?
He's a big lad, yep. I wasn't expecting him to come down to the forward line. He's a solid defender, always has been, and he was there and I was chopping and changing through a couple of other Leopold forwards, but he seemed like the right matchup for me, and Perth did well on Ruggles, so I thought I'll leave that matchup because that was a good matchup all day. And I just knew I just had to beat him in the air and try my best.
Players, you know, from a player's point of view, you lose Sheringham and Patton by half time of the contest. What are you thinking as a player in terms of, gee, we're two rotations down and the two are missing a absolute guns and they win the footy in the midfield? How do you process that mentally as a player?
You just have to put in the back of your mind just kind of forget about it. We had a lot of soldiers who can go through the midfield and replace them. And those couple of guys were a couple of 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds in Jack Hall and Hamish Lucas, who did an enormous job in there with their tackle pressure and getting the ball forward. So you can't deny losing a couple of those players, Jacko and Paddo, but... it is what it is. That's football. We'll lose players throughout the year in similar games, but, yeah, there's no point worrying about it. Just got to crack on.
Steve-O, in the last couple of minutes of the game, you as a defender, what's your thought process? Do you lock down on your opponent and sort of stay at home and get some shape behind the ball, or are you happy to press and keep the ball in your forward half and take the risk of getting beaten out the back? What's your thought process in those last couple of minutes?
We just got to go one-on-one, just beat our man and lock our opponent away and try and get a plus one behind the ball, which we've got a couple of times. The Leopold threw a couple of players back to make it one-on-one and not give us that spare. But once we, a couple of times we did get that one-on-one, well, that spare at the back, it worked out a couple of times with Isaac getting a nice mark and stemming the flow. But once we get the ball forward, you just got to press up and try and lock it in there. There's no point trying to do the miraculous and try and lose one over the back. It could cost us.
Yep. Steve, great to talk footy with you. You've been a star defender for a heck of a long time with Bell Park. How are you enjoying being back playing footy, and what was 2020 like for you?
It was the year went pretty quick last year. Had a lot of time on my hands, so I thought here's the opportunity to get myself as fit as possible and look forward to next year. Just a lot of running, a lot of work over last year, and then coming into pre-season just made things a lot easier and get you looking forward to the year ahead.
So I was going to say suns out, guns out over summer, but with your red hair, you just can't afford to be suns out, guns out.
No, thank God for sunscreen. Got to love that stuff.
Even days like today, you're probably...
I thought about it and the sun poked through it before the game, but I knew this time of the year we're safe. Our redheads are safe.
Steve-O, great to have a chat with you. Well done on your win this afternoon. Good luck against North Shore next week.
Thanks for having me, guys. Cheers.
Steve Benstead joining us on K-Rock Football, an absolute jet.
Post-match interview.